Today's show is brought to you by Christmas trees from all across the land. Chop them down. Pack them up. Light them up. And inhale! Good luck! Hopefully you have nothing to do today. Be nice to the real Christmas trees. Have fun with the fake ones that you know what we're talking about. Now,
Happy Friday to all!
Yes, HFP.
It's going to be a fun weekend for sure. I'm going to be gone.
Yeah, Belly's gone.
Yeah, I'm gone this weekend.
You're leaving. You're going to a bachelor party.
Yeah, bachelor party this weekend. Happy bachelor party weekend to you, Paul. We are here there to celebrate you and your nuptials.
What will your liquor of choice be, Mr. Belly Matt LaBelle?
I've got two bottles of Cabo Wabo tequila.
Owned by or ran by?
Sammy Hagar, but I don't think he owns them anymore. I think he sold his stake.
Did you guys know that? Sammy Hagar, Van Halen?
Yeah.
Cabo Wabo? Nicely done. All right, so let's get back to it, and I would like to get into the birds and the bees. Why do we call it that? Have you ever noticed that? We call it the birds and the bees, but why are we having two species getting after it in the story? Why isn't it just the birds? Why isn't it just the bees? And who's the guy and who's the girl? So these are the questions that I would like to open up to the social media lounge. The phone lines are open, by the way, if you would like to hit us with cities you would like to live in, if you could pick one. I don't think I would do Miami as far as the last one that I would choose. I would probably... Nashville sounds cool. Nashville would be cool because I know the music scene is amazing. Have that phone in front of you just in
case.
But
it is country music, you know.
I'm okay with country music. I was a country music DJ for my second job. Afternoon Drive, dude. I never listened. You guys realize I had never heard a country song other than like something that was so national, Garth Brooks, like on commercials. I had never listened to country music and accepted a Afternoon Drive position at a country radio station in Ocean City, Maryland. So I was like, oh, yeah, I can do it. Sure. And you know what? That shit is just rock music with a twing, like twang.
Yeah, twinge. That's all it is. And I mean, Taylor Swift got her start in rock music. Now she's all pop.
Avril Lavigne was supposed to be poppy.
And the best
and
country songs.
They turned her punk.
And country makes the best karaoke music, typically. It's the ones I'm good singing anyway.
Yeah. Singing. What was the one that we said I need to do karaoke for? Faithfully.
Faithfully.
Yeah, because the girl in the red dress.
Yes, the girl in the red dress, I will never forget.
30 seconds.
30 seconds is basically the woman went up there. She was wearing this beautiful red dress. She looks amazing in it. And then absolutely crushes Faithfully.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
I literally was like straight Wayne's World. We're not worthy.
We're not worthy. That's another question. Can you look bad in a red dress?
No.
The answer is no.
No, the answer is no.
Can you look good in toe socks? The answer is no. It's just the truth. I'm just saying. So, what's up with the birds and the bees?
Yeah, who's banging who?
Who's banging who and who's the guy, who's the girl? I don't know the origin. Can you look up the origin?
Already done.
What?
Already done.
You have the origin? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Give me the origin of
the birds and the bees.
According to
metaphor.
What website? What website? Where is this coming from?
LiveScience.com.
Thank you.
The phrase the birds and the bees is a metaphor for explaining the mechanics of reproduction to younger children, relying on imagery of bees pollinating and eggs hatching to substitute for more technical explanation of sexual intercourse.
So the bee is the guy splooging all over the flowers, just splooging his seed.
All over the eggs.
And then, no, the birds are the females who lay eggs.
Yes.
That's where the eggs come through.
Yeah.
But there's no connection of birds and bees there. That doesn't make sense.
Bees can't pollinate eggs.
Yeah. Why are we lying to our kids? That's some bullshit.
No, I guess it's to create a more cartoon-friendly image.
But yeah, it's like bestiality. No, that's wrong. That's too far.
No, that's not it.
Because it's just two species. Interspecial.
Yeah, it's definitely not two things that can reproduce.
And it's not like
anyway.
How we reproduce anyway. Like if that was like, I know some sea animals, like.
It's to explain the pollination of eggs.
Yeah,
the
but don't some sea animals like the egg, like somehow it happens like the egg is on the, like the female drops the egg and then the male goes and like fertilizes
That's
it.
That's fish.
Fish do
trout.
That, right?
Trout do that.
That's what I'm saying. That would make sense in the birds and the bees scenario. There's no interbody connection here. But the birds and the bees makes no sense to
thing.
Me.
They don't
as a
wanna,
human
it's
representation.
It's to explain to children, not the part where they do it. It's to explain how babies are made.
But that makes no sense.
You don't have to tell them about
baby,
the...
If you're a baby, if you're a 10-year-old, are you walking out of that having a fucking clue what's going on?
Let me tell you what you don't want to tell them is mommy and daddy do it.
I would like, look,
and
I'm going to...
It is... So when a mommy and a daddy really love each other, is how
yeah, me and your mother,
starts.
Your mother and I, we did this to make you. That's a little bit heavy for a 10-year-old. However,
you can't tell them the ins and outs of it.
I would like if I can. I don't do this often. We don't do phone calls on this show very often, but I would like to just splice in because we're missing Pots today. A typical third or just any third voice. I would like a caller to call in, not tell us who you are. And just anonymously give your best Birds and the Bees talk using the Birds and the Bees analogy to a hypothetical 10-year-old. I would like a caller to call in and not tell us who you are and give us your best Birds and Bees talk to your hypothetical kid. I would like to hear how this would go down. Because I don't get it. My dad didn't do Birds and the Bees with me. My dad was very blunt. We are on the radio. Feel free to call in right now while I'm telling this. 571-354-7338. Belly will get you on. You don't have to tell us who you are. We would love your participation right now. 571-354-7338, your best Birds and the Bees attempt. My dad, we were coming home from CCD, church class, and it was held in one of the rooms upstairs in the church with all these books on these shelves, and one of the sections of books had, like, they were to do with sex. It was like the joy of sex. It was like not anything pornography. It was in a church. But the word sex was all over these like five books. And of course, those are the five that we found before the teacher walked in. And we all went nuts with it. So we're all having a blast. And we're like, but I told my dad on the way in. And I'm like, dad, we found books that were about sex. And my dad is like, that's cool. Do you know what it means? I'll tell you how this ends as soon as we get to the caller. Caller anonymously. All right, caller anonymously. Give us your best Birds and the Bees talk to a child.
Best Birds and the Bees talk to a child. Kindly go fuck yourself.
Thank you, caller. Very nicely done. That's perfect. That's all we needed. That's a tribute to Matty Potts right there. Thank you, phone calls. Social Media Lounge, you guys tickle me. They get the show, Belly. They get it. Yep,
we got something. We finally have some people that they get the show.
They get the show. Like, we've had to train our listeners for a little bit, and now we've got people in here on a regular basis enough to get our humor. And guys, I can't tell you how much it tickles me. Fantastic. Just 10 out of 10, phone caller.
That kid knows what he's doing now.
He gets it.
He gets it.
Yeah. Just go fuck yourself. Actually, that's not too far from it. But my dad said, do you know what sex is? We're in the car. And I'm like, we're driving home from church class. It's nighttime. It's dark out.
Remember how old you were?
I was 10, 12, somewhere around there. And, I mean, it was elementary school. And, yeah, about 4th, 5th grade. So, yeah, right around 10 or 11. And I just remember, it's just my dad and I in the car. I'm in shotgun. He's driving. It's nighttime. And it's just the two of us. And I'm making, we found these sex books. He says, do you even know what that means? And I was like, well, no. He's like, it's how babies are made. And I said, oh, well, yeah. He's like, that's when a man puts his penis inside a woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ejaculates his sperm and it fertilizes the egg. It's very much like plugs, Adam. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, that's why that like an outlet on the wall, that's called the female end. Mm-hmm. And the plug that you plug into it is the male end.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about that? And I was like, I didn't even know that. And he's like, well, that's how that works because the male end plugs into it. Into the female end, right?
Dude, that's thought about the best way to describe this for years before he finally had to tell
it. It was unbelievable. It gave me the answers. And then literally, I swear to God, I kid you not, this is a true story. That night, I was like, oh, okay. Thanks, man. And that was the end of it. He said it so matter-of-factly as if we were talking about baseball. It just was normal. And before we go to the Social Media Lounge, I just have to end this. I literally went to the shower that night, looked down at my penis, and I said, the words out, they came out of my mouth. Well, you're going somewhere someday, buddy.
Oh, no.
I mean, I just found out what it was for.
So from the Social Media Lounge, I think nowadays people don't even have the talk anymore. Most learn from porn beforehand.
I mean, isn't that true? Like, seriously, they know
it's
what it is.
It's more readily available.
But do you think...
Also, TV is very sexualized, even in very kid-friendly shows. I mean, you seem to come across a lot where... There's definitely talks about these kind of issues in kids' shows.
Do you remember Looney Tunes? Because you had the skunk walking around, pretty much just Pepe Le Pew, just a rapist. It's a Chappelle joke, but he's basically a rapist.
Yeah. Well, he's just
so
he's a womanizer, that's
yeah,
for sure.
For sure. We went through that as
sexual
kids.
Harassment was probably high on the lawsuits for Pepe Le
Pew. Didn't have sexual harassment pandas.
Nope.
I love South Park. I think South Park is the best at social commentary on
any
show.
And we watched that at a very young age, and there's a lot of dirty things in that show.
I remember,
You learn it as you go along.
But here's a question.
Make your own connections.
Do you know what makes where babies come from? If kids are learning what sex is by porn these days because it's so readily available, do you think they're watching it but not realizing that that's how babies are made? Or do you think that they know that's the act of babies being made?
Well, that's why we're education in schools. I mean, I did learn a lot in sexual education in school.
Do you remember the cards that we had to write? Did you guys do note cards in sex ed?
I don't remember. What was the premise of the note cards?
They would ask you to write any random questions. And if you had any questions that you wanted to ask anonymously, you can just write them on the card, and then we'll just collect the cards and answer them as they come in.
Yeah.
And it was just a joke spree. I mean, I'll never forget the one. If I put salsa on my dick, will the kid come out Mexican?
Kids are the worst.
That's something that an elementary school kid wrote.
Yeah.
I didn't write it.
Yeah, it's fair. They obviously are not sure how it's going to work. Like, what do they dip their D in rice and then it comes out Asian?
Yeah, exactly. Well, soy sauce is the
soy
joke for
sauce.
That one. But yeah. No, but I remember those questions.
Don't
like,
do
one
any of,
them,
of that. You will definitely get an infection, a
yes,
urinary
don't do
tract
any of that.
Infection.
Do none
don't
of that.
Don't do any of that.
Do none of that.
For all you kids listening.
I just don't understand why it's the birds and the bees. So we can pass on. I want to give you guys the rule that, but if you are about to give that talk to your kids, just be blunt. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but it was really helpful for me that my dad was blunt and informational, and that was it.
Find your plug.
Talk about plugs. Don't talk about, that would have been like, it makes no sense. He's like, yeah, it's a light bulb that screws in a salad.
Microphones have it too. What? Microphones have it too.
Yeah,
email,
internet, yeah.
Mail.
Yep. You plug the mail into the. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. In fact, if you guys look on your you one wheel riders,
we had a listener also get the plugs in the wall talk.
Get out of here! Yeah, me and you. All right. But one wheel riders, you guys know if you guys have looked into getting those dummy plugs for your charge port, you'll see that they come. They say either male or female, so that you know which end you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically how my dad just told me. So let's get into this $20 rule that I have. And it's really been, because we only have like 5 minutes left and I just wanted to touch on it. I'm looking at hopefully buying a house soon, but I'm realizing that I'm not financially, that down payment sucks. And as a self-employed worker, I have to be ready for a very decent sized tax bill at the end of the year. I have to pay I don't pay my taxes like you guys do on W-2s as you go, and then you just get your money and then you get your taxes back if you've overpaid. That's amazing. Yeah, I remember you used to get like a grand or two every freaking April, whatever, and it was just like, this is the best. Now,
you're welcome, government, for the overpaying.
Now I have to pay a third of whatever I've made over the year. So whatever that number is, and then you got to pay it, or if you haven't been paying quarterly payments. So it's like, oh man, I have that, and I'm sitting there looking at that, and I'm like, I'd like to buy a house, but I need that and a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I get to the point where I have both? And I sat down and I looked at my numbers, and I have never been on a budget. Like, do you write a budget for yourself, Belly?
I wish I did.
Do you know anybody who does? Like, does anybody in the social media lounge?
My sister's very budgetary. I mean, if you know an accountant, if you know someone who is into accounting and does accounting for a living, they do have a budget and they are always prepared.
Could you live with somebody like that? Like, if like
I live
with
someone my whole life like that.
Who, your sister?
No, my dad.
Okay.
Is an accounting person.
Is that hard?
Definitely. I wouldn't say it's hard. I mean, I was always had help with my math homework, which was great.
You strike me as somebody who's like, I don't really think about financial goals. I just want to make enough money to be able to do the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
So I don't really think about it. If I want to go get Chipotle, I just go get Chipotle.
I try and save. My financial goals right now are all geared towards paying off my student loans, which are almost done, and making sure my credit card debt stays within a manageable range.
So I've realized that I've been best. That's smart.
Turn off at any time.
Financial goals are fantastic because otherwise you're just kind of like living your life like I was. And I realized like, wow, I'm wasting a lot of money. And all that money that I'm wasting, there's your down payment right there. So I figured out if I can spend no more than $20 a day on food and BS, Food and BS. So gas is out of the question. Bills are out of the question. And then if I can only, like, that's already accounted
that's
for.
That's a lot. $20 a day is a lot.
It is. But adds up. For me.
That's $600 a month.
Damn right it is. But I'm allowing myself to spend. I'm telling you right now, I'm guessing that you guys might, if you start thinking about how much money you spend a day, do it today. Try it today. See if you can only spend $20 today on food and fun. It's hard, man. A meal is 10 bucks. That's half of it right there. It's really hard.
From the Social Media Lounge, what about the Xmas tree budget?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it means I got to kind of cut down on that or make that last a little bit longer or go work my ass off and get more
income
tips because I use like tips. Okay, that would work. Oh, or cash or just anything. Yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense. I use more than tips. It's income. But yeah, exactly. I kind of had that sort of built out. But if you just think about food and bullshit.
Like going out. Like
going out, beers.
Beers.
Just randomly buying something.
$40 easily every time I go out.
Toilet paper. Unless sure, that right counts. Places. Toilet paper, that's $4 that I just spent four packs at the dollar store. So that's $4. Now I'm down to $16 for the day. And what I'm doing is I'm writing down every day how much I spent. And being that I'm forcing myself to do this, it's unbelievable. I've spent $30 in the last 5 days. I spent $30 in 5 days because I went to the grocery store, I bought all my food, and that's it. And I've just been making my food. I'm not buying frivolous shit. Mm-hmm. And it's been good for me because I realized I'm addicted to buying things. Like, I'm addicted to spending.
I've seen it.
I like to buy things. It's fun. It makes me feel like there's something new in my life.
It's funny when I come home and find that you've had, like, this little spending spree where you have, like, bags everywhere, and you're like, yeah, look what I got. Toys.
Christmas! Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, man.
What have you been doing?
I'll challenge you to see if you can only spend $20 today and then realize if you can write down, because I'm doing rollover, so if I only spend $15, then that's $25 I get for tomorrow. And then at the end of the week, I add up what I have left, and that's pretty much how I'm getting to pay for my Christmas trees.
15 plus 20 is 35.
No. I've spent the $15. I have $5 left. Left over. So now I add that to my $20 on the next day, and then I try to build that up over the week, and now I got enough money for Christmas trees. Woo!
There you go.
Life is good. See how you can do it. I bet you're wasting a lot more money than you realize, especially on your $2 or $3 coffees that could easily be 50 cents made at your house. But hey, if you like living that way, you do it. We will get to new Tinder and Bumble games next. Don't miss it right here on Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITM Radio. All the time. TTR Studios.